Vitamin Water was born in New York City because New Yorkers needed a drink that can do it all. Because we can do it all. Like walk 30 blocks in under an hour, follow four of the city's sports teams at once, and spend all day in the Chinatown arcade. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
Hey, 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 it's us,
the middle children.
Hey, 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 it's us,
the middle children.
Not the oldest, not the youngest, something else entirely. Hey, 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 it's us,
the middle children.
Hey, hey, hey,
seriously, hey, we're like right here. Just pay attention to us.
The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow, I wasn't ready with the breath, but that was fun.
It was hard to hear because we're doing this on Zoom today.
Yeah.
Back to the old ways, and it's harder to harmonize.
I know. Wait, you have to tell me what's going on. Like, here you are.
Oh, it's I was out of sorts before we were recording because I lost my headphones, and I knew, like, the number of times that I have my headphones in my hand, and then 10 minutes later, every time I leave your apartment. Do I not search for my headphones for 45 minutes?
That is true.
Constantly. I buy myself a nice little gift of what are they called? Earbuds?
Yeah, earbuds, yeah.
Earbud, like AirPods? The nice ones. Lose them immediately.
I know.
You name it. So anyway, it was the exact same thing. I was searching my entire house high and low and they were in my pocket, which I had checked 15 times. I swear, there is a ghost after me. That's
it could be
just hiding my headphones,
you know, and headphones. Cause like when you're out and you have like a long commute and you didn't bring your headphones, you're just like, well, to me, I'm like, God wants me to make some kind of mental shift, you know, cause I'm about to do a lot of thinking. Okay. And I am now.
No one wants that.
No, I'm approachable. People can just approach you now. Cause sometimes I have my headphones in and no music. It's me saying to other people, I can't talk right now.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
But I'm at my parents, but they are not here because they are away. So I'm dog sitting, which stresses me out in such a weird way because I know this is going to sound so crazy, but I'm like, I can tell that the dog is so stressed out and like sad and doesn't know what's going on. And I can like feel, I like feel guilty.
You're an empath. You're an empath.
Even with my dog. But like she's doing well, but she's also just like getting old and like her back legs aren't working as well. She's kind of losing control of her bowels.
Yeah.
And stuff. So
listen, I don't know what it is about parents who decide to get like my parents have the most anxious dog that's ever lived. Like this dog and runs the house. I was like, the kindness you have towards that dog, if I had even had a quarter of that, my life would be different.
No, like she's the sweetest dog in the world. Like I actually got her for them when I was in college because of she's just obsessed with them and has to like be with them at all times. So, and I also read once
codependent.
I read that like when you leave a dog, they think like they never think you're going to be back. And I'm like, is that true? I don't know. But
I
hope
not. Winnie knows. Winnie's like, bye, bitch.
Yeah, but doesn't she gets really fucking pissed at you when you
leave? She does get mad when I'm gone for a while.
Yeah.
Honestly, she holds grudges and I respect her for that.
Well, it's good that you guys were able to work through that, though.
Yeah, we continue to work through honestly, all the things that we are doing and have going on, you know?
Yeah, 100%. But anyway, how are you?
But other than that, you're doing well, other than the headphones?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm doing well. I'm like just in a time of change. And so I'm always
how
kind
exciting.
Of...
How exciting.
Well, of course, I mean, like, career wise, obviously things are changing. Yeah. I had my last episode of The Bachelor yesterday. I'm like done full time at Betches. I'm done, as people are hearing this. So things are just like, I'm like, I feel good. I feel like,
yes,
I'm doing what I should be doing and stuff. I just feel like, you know, it's a new
chapter.
It's a new chapter.
And it's a new chapter.
But I'm like, my nerves are a little shot because I'm just anxious by default. So like when new things are going on, I'm like, but.
And here's a quote. Oh,
nope. You go, please.
I was going to say, here's a quote that I like to remember because I think we're similar this way. And it's a Shakira song from the movie Zootopia. And just forget about that part. But OK, there's this verse in this. Yeah, there's this verse in the song that's like, birds don't just fly. They fall down and get up. And the reason I say that is like, sometimes I'm like, I'm a fucking bird. I'm an eagle and I'm going to soar. Okay. Like, watch me. And then if I fall, I'm like, okay, I guess I can't fly anymore. Like, I guess I'm a worm. Like, I guess I live in the dirt now and I will never fly again. But it's just like, just remember that you're starting this new chapter. Everything's not going to go smoothly, but it is going to continue to go in a wonderful direction.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel I don't like it's just like a good anxious, I guess. But like, you know, waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, but well, that's nothing new.
Okay. Yeah.
But what was I going to say? But yeah. And then today I've been like, have you watched the show? There's like a show about this medium on Netflix. It's in like the top 10.
No.
It's very, I'm like interviewing
the blonde guy, right?
Yeah. I'm interviewing him for my Netflix podcast this week. Okay. But like I'm on the third episode. I've like cried through the whole.
Well, did you ever see a show on E?
They talk about, so like, this is very different than that. Cause it's like more about him like personally and his mom as like, or like his mom found out 2 years ago and he's like very close with his mother, but they did like a DNA test and his mother found out that her mother isn't her real mom and her dad isn't her real dad. And they don't know where she actually came from, but like her mom's like a terrible person who's been in prison for murder and stuff. So they think that like, they don't know how like his mom was like taken or what the deal was. And so he's like trying to help his mom while also like helping on other cases and stuff, like cold cases.
Oh my God.
And the way that he like, I mean, I really believe it. I mean, you can tell from the reaction from people when he like says things that it's like, how in the world would you possibly like know that like, you know, her whatever, but you should watch it. It's good.
I will watch it. Okay. Obsessed. I love stuff like that.
But what's going on with you?
Gosh, what's going on with me? Lord. Well, it's hard because it's like, what's going on with me? I'm doing well. Things are, you know, happening. My weekend was weird. And I'm bouncing back from it.
What did you do this weekend?
I've talked about it on like...
Not with me.
But not with you. So I will tell you. So this guy that I used to hook up with, he got in a relationship. So we stopped talking. And then he was like, hey. And then long story short, I did not consent to being a mistress, but I did in fact perform as a mistress.
wait. Did you know that he was still with the girl?
No, he did lie to me.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, my conscience is clear.
Yeah, I was like, you're off the hook. Full well knowing.
I just
kidding,
like,
kidding.
No kidding. Other than that. Right.
I mean, did you have fun?
No, I'm going to say no now. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you have to, even if you have the best time of your life.
Legally, you have to. And honestly, like...
Well, what a scumbag he is, though.
I know. It's more just, I think I got really... what really shook me up is that I sat across from him, like, sober, and pretty much asked him all of the questions I had, and he just lied beautifully.
People are fucking crazy.
I know. I think that's what kind of made me feel like, whoa. I thought he was kind of my friend, and now I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. I mean...
People are good liars. I'm the worst liar on the face of the universe.
Me too. I've been, like, binge-watching Survivor, and the talent that they, some of them have, for just, like, full-on telling, like, lies. And I'm like, how do you... There's one guy who... says that he, like, is a fireman and that he lost his house. He's, like, telling them this story and they're all crying. And he, like, lost his house in Hurricane Katrina. And he was like, I was on the roof with, like, my German Shepherd, who I have had for, like, 11 years and was my best friend. And she got, like, washed away with the water and it was the worst thing, blah, blah, blah. And then they cut to his interview and he's like, I've never even been to New Orleans.
Oh my God.
Like, he's like, I'm a multimillionaire. I own an oil company in Texas. Like, he lied about every fucking aspect there, like, and through the whole fucking thing. And he gets to the fucking finale twice. He plays two seasons. Both times he gets to the finale. Both times he loses because it takes them after being like, wow,
to watch the show, right?
Not even watch the show, but like, he would go to every single one of them and be like, I promise you, it's me and you to the end. And so he was always, always. And it's crazy because I'm like, he says these lies, and people are like, of course, no one would lie about something like that.
Who would do that? What sicko? And would he do that.
Like, he told one girl who he, like, got kind of close to, he's like, the truth that what he did for a living. And then she was like, oh my God, whatever. She didn't, like, react in the way he thought she would. So he convinces everyone to vote her out just in case.
Oh my God.
Or if he, like, noticed two people becoming best friends, he'd make a point to vote one of them out on purpose. Or, like, anytime someone did something kind, he'd vote, make sure they get voted out, because at the end it's three people and the people that were voted out vote for who wins. So, like, he doesn't want a nice person to be in the final three because then they'll win. But then he's lost every time because they're like, you're a piece of shit. No one's going to vote for you to win. It's crazy.
Wow. What a sick fuck. I fucking hate that.
Oh, it's crazy to watch.
I'm livid. I don't understand. I really don't get it. I don't know why people do it. I really don't. What is lying? Why are we doing it? Who has the time?
Who has the time? Or the energy.
My God.
Like, who cares?
I'm exhausted by all of it. I simply don't understand. And here I am trying, like, I just feel like everybody loves honesty, but then some people just can't get it. They can't get it, Chris. And you know what?
They won't.
I can't help them. There's nothing I can do.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Just keep living.
But anyway. And what do you have planned for this upcoming
weekend?
Yeah.
Wow. What do I have planned? I'm trying to get, like, back to, like, just moving my body, like rollerblading. I'm trying to, like, get outside more. Because the winter I really hibernated, and now I'm like, okay, but sun's out, fun's out, you know, like, get out there, go
sun's
see
out,
the world.
Buns out.
Yeah, get my buns out. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I think, like, tomorrow, Sarah and I might, like, go explore a different neighborhood, which I always think is so fun. Like, in London, I did that all the time. I'd be like, I'm going to go here. And then in New York, there are so many cool neighborhoods and I never just explore.
You know where you're going to explore?
No.
That's
but the other week we went to the by Flatiron, like the Garment District area, and they have so many cool shops there. I showed you all the stuff I got.
You got so much cool shit.
There's so much cool shit there.
Yeah, I don't live too far from there, actually.
That's fun. I mean, like anywhere in Brooklyn can be fun. I haven't even gone to Long Island City, which could be fun. So
you haven't been to Long Island City?
Not really.
You live practically in Long Island City.
I know, but like Astoria and then like Long Island City is, I know.
They are like blocks apart.
I mean, technically my zip code is Long Island City, but I'm saying like, I still don't like, I could explore more is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm like, what? I've been to Long Island City a bunch of times. It's misleading Long Island City if you don't live in the city, because it's not in Long Island at all.
No. But it's like new and up and coming.
Yeah, and expensive, but nice views.
Yeah, really nice views. I know. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm home. So I think Lauren Brickman, actually, my friend, is coming.
She's coming down.
She's
going to
come up, I think, tomorrow afternoon for the night.
How fun.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. But yeah. And then coming back to the city on Sunday, I have to come back up here. Well, I have to figure it out. I have like my cousin's wedding next weekend.
No one goes to more weddings than you.
Listen,
not a one
she
soul.
She loves a wedding, honey.
I mean, yeah. I really do.
But anyway. Yeah, I was thinking of painting. I was like, going to paint my childhood. My parents have redone my childhood bedroom.
Of course.
Twice over since I moved out. But I kind of fucked up some of the walls and stuff when I was staying here during COVID because of hanging up wigs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe I'll paint the whole room. But I just didn't have the energy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I feel never. Guilty that I... So I'm going to look in my basement and see if I can find the paint.
Oh, the exact... You're trying to just cover up...
Yeah, just cover up the like... They also don't know about these holes yet.
Oh, what a fun surprise for all of us.
Yeah. Well, God, I hate that stuff. I tried to use those hooks because it's supposed to come right off the wall. And it literally like ripped off like the actual like... sheetrock part of the wall, so she's gonna have to do some spackling.
When I was in college, or maybe it was high school, I don't remember, I was like, I'm gonna tie dye my shirts, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I like was tie dyeing them outside, and my parents had just redone the carpets, okay? And like Jesse, who is a genius on many levels, but honestly not, was like, oh, they're pretty much dry. I'm gonna walk them into my room.
No.
And then on the walk in, I was like, oh no, it's dripping. And literally there were like drips on the carpet, like blue, red, green.
Oh my God.
From that, my mom got so mad. Yeah. And I was like, how do I cut? Because I'm a coverer. I'm like, in doubt, cover. Literally rearrange your room to hide it.
Oh.
But I did it in the hallway too.
Oh no, that's the worst.
Yeah, that is.
When I was, because I like shared a room with my brother growing up, and we were fighting we fought constantly. But he had his lacrosse stick that like didn't have the what is it like the
net,
head
net?
Yeah, like the net part. Okay. It was like just the stick, and we were like fighting, and he like threw it at the wall like. Into like the laundry, not whatever. He really didn't mean to, but it went like right through the wall in the perfect like octagon shape of the lacrosse stick. And we covered it for a good 3 years with the laundry basket.
It's so funny when stuff like that happens, because I don't know about you, but maybe I am a good liar. When my mom's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh my God, I don't know.
I'm like, a beaver must have come in the middle of the night. She's like, a beaver? I'm like, or
yeah, a woodchuck.
What do you think?
Yeah, you know, like, more about it here than I do. Could it have been a beaver or maybe a woodchuck? I guess
actually then my mom was like, Jesse. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, it was me. Yeah, yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to lie. Well, I'm like, the good news is when she does find out, you can just pretend you know not.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know not.
I was like, remember when you would have to get your test signed if you didn't do well?
Yeah.
And I used to wait until I was like running out the door so that there wouldn't be time. Like I'd wait until I saw the bus and then I'd be like, oh shit, mom, I forgot. I need you to sign this. And she's like, what is it? I'm like, just sign it. I have to get on the bus. And then
that's smart.
Get in trouble.
After. Oh, you would?
Well, or after. And she'd be like, I feel like I'm signing a lot of tests recently. And I'd be like, yeah, I feel like that too.
Yeah, it does feel like that, doesn't it? Let's not talk like about it. Let's not figure it, huh? it out. Yeah.
Are you ready for an embarrassing story that we had sent in to us?
So ready.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay, this comes from Stephanie.
Hey, Steph. Hey, girl.
I won't. Oh, she didn't include a last name, so I can't even.
For her.
Okay. Should I try to do an accent or should we just be American?
What? Do whatever you feel for Stephanie.
I'll just do it for Stephanie. I don't want to take away from the content.
Story. Okay. Yeah.
When I was in high school, grade 10 to be exact, I had a crush on an older guy, grade 12, for months. Okay. So she had a crush on an older guy for months. I went out of my way to walk by his locker daily and purposely picked my second semester classes around his schedule to make sure that we had the same lunch.
Wow.
After months of scheming, he finally asked me over on a Friday night. I am beyond excited. I convinced my mom to let me take her new car to his house. She had just gotten it the week before. My parents would absolutely never. My parents literally aren't home. And I'm not allowed to take one of the, I'm only allowed to take the one car.
That's the same. My dad's car is always off limits. They'll rearrange everything to be like, you can't drive the car. You simply can't.
It's blocked in the driveway right now. By other.
Yeah.
When I arrived at his house, he showed me his older brother's new puppy who he was babysitting.
Aww.
The dog was in a crate. When I asked if I could hold him, he told me no, because the dog likes to run away. Interesting. We went to the living room to start watching a movie. He left for the kitchen to get snacks. While he was getting refreshments, I decided it would be harmless if I went to cuddle the adorable puppy who was crying in his crate just a few short feet away from me. I figured I could give him a little snuggle and pop him back in without anyone even noticing. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, no. This is funny.
I'm already laughing about what I think is going to happen. When I went to open the crate, the dog lunged out and started frantically running through the house. He ran right for the screen door and right through it into the backyard. My date lived in a house backing onto several acres of muddy fields. The dog went sprinting into the field. When my date realized what I had done, he ran into the yard after the dog, following him into the fields. I followed as well. It was pitch black outside and we couldn't see anything. I decided to hop in my car and turn my car lights on to see if that would help us spot the pup.
Okay.
As I slowly drive towards the fields, I could feel the car sinking in. I had driven off the driveway and into the mud where I was now stuck. After 45 minutes, my date came back covered in mud with the dog in hand. He was pissed in all caps. He quickly realized that my car was stuck in the mud. Not knowing what to do, he ended up waking up his dad, who had to call a tow truck. And then in all caps, but that's not all.
Oh.
The original tow truck got stuck trying to get my car out. So they had to call another truck. Finally, this is so fucking embarrassing. Finally, several hours and several hundred dollars later, paid for by his father, both trucks and my car were freed from the mud. I shamefully apologized to him and his dad and drove home. Needless to say, he never asked me on another date, and I had to eat lunch in the bathroom for the next week to avoid seeing him and dying from the embarrassment. That's it. Stephanie, that is real embarrassing, bitch. Those are what we're looking for.
Those, you know, those moments when you want to scream, oh no, the dog, but actually nothing comes out because you're like, no, the dog's not going to run through a screen.
It's so funny to think that, like, because things like that always happen where someone's like, no, I know that it looks cute, but like, I promise you, do not do it. And you're like, they're crazy. Look how sweet you are.
I know. Oh my God. And then the car thing. That's just the worst because you want to run and you can't. You actually can't run.
I mean, I probably would have left my... I would have laid down next to the car and just sunk into the mud.
I would have been like, I'm happy to sleep here. Let's solve this in the morning.
I guess we're married and I live here now.
That happened to me, though. When I went to my crush's house in high school, who is now... famously a happy gay man, which we love for him.
Of course.
But I did love him in high school, and I did go to his house to watch a movie in the basement. And
he was then, like, do you want to watch West Side Story? I've seen it 500 times.
I don't remember what we watched. Okay, I was in love. But when I went to leave, my car did fall into a ditch. And then I had to go back to the house and tell him, and then his dad had to come out, and they both had to like push the car out. And I just remember thinking, I'll never come back.
Yeah. And did you?
I never went back. And why is that so embarrassing? I don't even know why we take a car. It's like, I didn't fall in a ditch. And even if I did.
I know it. I think people just feel stupid.
I know. But it's like, how would you know?
Yeah. I mean, how would you know? Should we do a Hallmark?
Let's do a Hallmark.
Why not? Let's do a quick Hallmark.
Literally, today is just our day.
Do you want to start? I feel like you should start. I've started the past too.
I hear you. Okay, guys, it's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
I'll start. No, I'm just kidding. You have to start.
All right. Picture this, a high-powered scientist.
Wow.
Scientist is walking down a hall with a lab coat and a click-clack of a heel.
I was just going to say, can we hear the shoes?
Yeah, you got to hear those shoes.
She wears stilettos even at the lab.
Even at the lab, she wants to look good. And click, clack, click, clack. We walk into a boardroom, which has a see-through door because this is a company that believes in transparency.
Are we at a company or a hospital? A company?
We are at a company. We are. We are at a company.
Okay.
And she walks into the boardroom and it's filled. I mean, this boardroom has like, I don't know, easily 40 people. Okay.
Whoa.
At the table, and then like a solid 30 just around the table. It's possibly the other people.
All the assistants.
Exactly. Taking notes, etc. And at the front of the room is a charming, stunning man with sort
of
like...
Is he chubby?
That's not the word I would use. I would say, like, first of all, he's like... strong, calves of steel, and fashionable to a T. He's got like a little gold trim on his lab coat, which I love.
I'm a scientist too.
Yeah, you are. And his name is...
What's her name?
Okay, but her name is Dr.
Stella Masters.
Dr. Stella Masters. And then it's Dr. Master... Masters.
Stella.
Butler.
So my name is Dr. Masters Butler.
No, I'll change it. Dr. God, why are names? Dr. Theodore Croc. Croc.
Dr. Croc.
Dr.
Like
Croc.
Croc Doc.
Like a lot like Croc Doc.
A Croc Doc is what you call a terrible doctor.
Okay, then Dr. Theodore Croconopoulos.
I'm changing my... I'm Dr. Okay.
I don't know why I even attempt it is the thing.
I don't know why you do either. When you have kids someday, I'm going to name them.
Smart.
Dr.
Yeah.
Diamond.
Oh.
Yeah.
Theodore Diamond or?
Yeah, that's okay because I don't let anyone call me by my first name anyway.
Yeah, it's doctor. It's doctor to you. So we both give each other the eye because we're actually in the middle of a massive presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we're introducing to the public is how science. Sorry. Science with a K. How science can solve, like, essentially, we're able to give you a drug that makes it so you're not nervous on dates. And therefore,
so we invented Xanax. I think anti-anxiety meds are on the market.
Okay. Well, this is a new kind of drug. And the reason it's new is because it, we're pitching around ideas. Okay. We're pitching around ideas because there's a market for this. Okay. And there's a market for essentially solving problems. Okay. We're here to solve
problems. There's a market for solving problems. That's true.
Okay. So it's like, what problems are we going to solve? You know what I mean? And so we say, we've been toying around with ideas.
And that's when hold on. Dr. Masters, can I talk to you for 1 second?
Okay. In the middle of the boardroom meeting?
So I'm so sorry. If we could just step out for one second. We're just going to step out for one moment.
Okay. Great. 1 sec. Yeah. What's up?
What's going on out there?
Okay, well, I thought I'd introduce all of our failed ideas first.
Why would you do that? You're speaking in quips.
It's a quip as a lead up.
I was in the middle of a presentation. You come in late, mind
you.
Yeah,
okay.
Come to the front of the room and start just shouting ideas about dates. What's going on? You're not yourself. You're usually captain of the ship.
Well, Brian dumped me, okay, this morning. So I'm sorry I'm a little out of it.
The nurse. He dumped you?
I don't want to get into the politics of it because honestly, he wouldn't know a catheter belt if it hit him in the face.
And from what I've heard, it has hit him in the face. And
it has. And thank
I
you for
slapped
knowing
him
that.
With one once.
I appreciate that. At the time, I was angry at you, and now I take it all back and I say thank you for having my back, even when I didn't know.
You're welcome. Sorry. And that's when we look back, and everyone in the boardroom is staring at us because we're smartest people. I'm like, okay, so let's just go in there.
Let's go back
let's
in.
Pitch the idea.
You continue with what you were saying, okay? You continue, forget I even, and then I'll kind of piggyback off what you're saying, you know, with the right invention that we're coming up with, because you're so good at that.
Okay.
Okay, Theo.
Fuck you. Okay, great.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that, folks.
Sorry.
We just had to iron some things out, and I had to take one of these, and I pull out the little thing of, it looks like Tic Tacs, and I say... And then that's when you say, oh, can I have a mint?
Oh, can I have a mint?
Oh, well, I would love to give you a mint, Dr. Masters. But
this is
actually a quick release anti-anxiety that won't inhibit your inhibitions.
Ah.
It's a safe, fun, and easy way to go on a date without worrying about getting too fucked up.
Right.
Which is a major issue. Since Xanax. Isn't that right, Barb? And I look at like an old woman at the table who's everyone's like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. And we talk about the fact that one of the greatest things about this drug is even if you start to get nervous and overdrink, it has stoppers on it. So you actually can't get more drunk than 3.3
0.08.
Exactly. So what's great about that is you're not going to slur your words. You're not going to get too.
It keeps you at legal driving limit.
Exactly. Because you make a pact to yourself before you leave the house. Everyone does, where you say, hey, Stella, why the hell are we single again? No one knows. But now you're going on a date. And guess what? You're not going to get sloppy. You're not going to get handsy. And you're not going to talk about Brian. And then you take this pill. And then later on, if you start drinking and make,
Doctor?
Yes.
Dr. Masters, has recently rejoined the dating market. And that's when this woman, her name's Maribeth
Poppins.
Maribeth Poppins. Okay. She goes, yeah, we all heard about Brian. And I go, you shut your stupid fucking mouth, Maribeth Poppins. I'll have your fucking credentials on a goddamn stick. I'll send them to your mother in a fucking shoebox. And everybody's like, but we're in charge. Mostly.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, you're very protective of me. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And I hate her.
Yeah, me too.
But then after we like have that little incident, the head of the hospital, who is in the room, but usually lets us get away with murder, says, I love this idea. I think we need to see it in action. And I say, well, we've done extensive research. And he goes,
we really have.
No. I think that since they look exactly like Tic Tacs,
right,
you both have to go on 5 dates in the next 5 days and document the progress.
Okay.
And I say, how do you even know I'm single?
Yeah, wait a sec. You made an assumption about like, Theo.
You offered to suck me off in the elevator on the way up here.
Theo.
Was that you? I didn't realize. You know me. I don't see other people. I'm a surgeon. I only see myself.
I say, I'll do it, but my only condition is no nurses.
And then I go, wait, 5 days? That's Christmas.
That's Christmas.
And he goes, fine. You only have to go on
3.
Fine. I don't care about how many dates you go on as long as you come back engaged. And I go, but
to the with your favorite to the Christmas party, which is on Christmas Day, which is really insane. But that's how the hospital works.
And I'm like,
company.
And I'm like, I can't believe that you're making us come into work just to get fucking drunk on Christmas Day.
So
and
weird.
He says that's what happens here. And I say,
that's protocol.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
And so then it cuts to us sitting in our office.
Okay.
Maybe we're drinking. We're having a drink. We're eating cookies.
We're having a drink. Absolutely. We're having fun.
We're stressed.
We have our lab coats off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Off.
Hair up.
Hair up. Shoes off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that went well and also went differently than I thought.
And I say, well, I don't think it went that well. How are we going to find boyfriends? How are we going to find someone to propose to us? Everyone hates us. We're domineering.
Okay.
Gorgeous. And people don't know how to handle how.
Well, it's intimidating, obviously. Yeah,
we're like the hot girls that don't get asked to prom because everyone just assumes we'd say no. And
like,
then
it's really stunning to me when I wake up next to somebody and we make eye contact and the first thing out of their mouth isn't, oh my God, you're so stunning.
Oh my God.
If when they say good morning, I'm like, do you need glasses?
For you, probably. You're looking at me.
Yeah, exactly.
The last two guys I woke up to had heart attacks when they saw me.
That was so sad.
I know.
But I honestly think that was because of your stunning
looks.
That's
what I'm saying. What else would be the implication?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
I'm still in the legal battle with their families, but that's neither here nor there. So, you know what's even more fucked up is that we have a work trip that leaves tonight.
Oh my God.
Did you forget about the conference?
Of course, the
traditional Christmas Eve conference?
I've completely forgot about the conference. That means we're going to have to date someone that's like in our field of research.
Yeah. And well, it's not like there's going to be anybody at the village in Vermont where they always have the conference.
That's true.
What's the name?
Sleet History Inn.
Sleet History Inn. We're going to a town called Sleet.
Okay.
Ugh, fuck us.
Hopefully we will get someone too. But okay. So grab your bags and we'll figure it out. Because even if we have to How many doctors are really married?
Most.
Is it a high number? It's most, right?
I think it's most of them are married because we're so young for our field.
Right.
But let's get some fucking sleep. And then in the morning, I guess I'll meet you in sleep or... And then I'm like, how are you getting there? And you're like, it's actually just a train. We're not too far. And I'm like, okay. And so then we cut to us sitting on the train to sleep.
Okay, great.
And I'm like, where's the car service? Where's the bar service?
Is there a cart, an alcohol cart that comes through?
Apparently fucking not. I've been asking for champagne for 45 minutes.
I gotta say that I really think that the fact that trains don't have what I would like to call like almost flight attendants, like a train attendant that's coming around with snacks, I just think is rude. I think it's wrong.
I think it's fucked up. I'm already in a bad mood. And yeah. And then I see like a single guy. There's a hot single guy across the aisle and I'm talking to you and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to meet. And I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at, you fucking loser? That guy keeps staring at me. Anyway, I don't know why guys aren't into me.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense. I turn around and I say, I feel your eyes on the back of my head and I literally don't like it. So please don't.
Can you just move cars, you fucking sick fuck? And he does.
And he does.
And then
and
I'm
now
like,
that we have the quiet car to ourselves, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, now that we've gotten everyone off of this quiet car one by one.
By yelling them out, it's like we can finally just sit and talk about like what we're gonna do and how we're gonna meet somebody. How?
And then okay, so we pull into the station and we get out and it is
old.
It's cold. Honestly though, it's like a cute little town.
It's
and
cute.
I'm like, this is kind of cute.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
And it's like snowing and we're magically like the train station is right next to the Sleet Historic Inn.
I love that.
And so I'm like, oh, amazing. Should we just leave our bags? Someone will come get them or.
I don't know. I feel like there isn't good customer service here.
And I guess I'll fucking carry my own bag. And so I dramatically kick my bag down the street to the inn. And we walk in and it's beautiful. It's like
stunning.
It's a beautiful inn. There's a small desk where people would be checking in, but there's no one fucking standing behind it.
Mm.
All I see is this like plaid wallpaper. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I see the wallpaper moving. And that's when I realize it's a man. He's just exorbitantly tall, I guess would be the word.
Oh.
And he turns around and I'm like, whoa, Holiday, who be Woody? Because he's.
Wow.
And he's got a very structured jawline.
Oh, my God.
And it's a beard, a stubble. He has stubble.
In Sleet?
In Sleet. He has.
Wow. He has a little stubble. Stub. What color stubble? Just for
dark.
It's like a dark, yeah. It's like a dark,
brown.
Ooh, okay.
And then he's wearing the flannel, but over that he's wearing a like puffer vest.
No, not a vest.
Oh
God, a vest. Okay.
A vest, yeah. And he's and these eyes. Ooh. These like they're like warm. All I can think of is like a chocolate fountain at a wedding.
Wow. All you can eat.
All you can eat. And he's gotta be pushing. I mean,
ooh. God. Just now, if you could.
Well, I mean typically
we're in
Sleet. The walls of an inn by standard measurements are 8 foot tall. And so
a good inn, a solid
he is
eight.
Standing like not even a full 2 feet below is where he's coming up.
Okay. Not so, even. Oh wow. So already he's over 6 feet.
So he's over 6 feet.
Woo!
If I had to guess, if I was a betting man,
yeah,
I would say he's about 6'2" or maybe even 6'3".
Wow. Okay, so he's tall.
He's very tall, yeah.
All right. Okay. I love that. That's, and I mean, welcome to Sleet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's actually what he says. Welcome to sleep.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
And we,
where? Who?
Oh, I believe in love. And, well, that's what happens, but it's like just a trick in the movie, and then it's respects reality.
It's like fourth wall, and then we come right back.
And he's like, checking in or checking out? And then you go, checking out.
That's really good.
And I'm like, sorry, you must get that all the time. You'll have to excuse her. She just got dumped by her boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm very competitive immediately. So until we learn if he's bi or what the deal is, it's game on.
Yeah.
And I go, hi, you must have heard of us. We're checking in for the conference. And he's like, oh, one of the conference people. He looks disappointed almost.
I know, that's upsetting.
And I'm like, are you okay? Is that okay?
The way you reacted, I feel like you don't trust doctors.
And he's like, oh no, I just, sorry. I grew up in this town, and it used to be a Christmas conference that would come, but now it's chemistry. And so I just miss the lightness of and I'm like, are you okay? What's going on? He's like, sorry, I get really nervous when I'm talking to good looking men. And I'm like,
oh.
And then you go, tic tac.
Yeah. A mint? Anyone?
And he's like, oh. And I'm like, well, we can't drug him.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Just so you know, this is like a whatever thing. And he's like, oh, I've tried anti-anxiety meds before. They make me feel too fucked up. I can't be working on them. And we're like, no, like this'll try it. And he's like, okay,
like,
what do
sign this really quickly first. Sorry. Real quick. An initial here. Okay,
and I go,
great.
That's
sign
why
right
you're
here.
That's why you're higher than me at the company.
That's why you gotta be good about this stuff. Okay, great. The paperwork's done.
And he takes it and then he goes, you know who would love this?
Hmm.
My brother. He works here as well. He owns it with me.
Oh.
And then we hear like the bell ring, and he's like, "Oh, that's him now." And he walks in the front door, and he fills the door frame, Jesse.
Oh no!
They look almost exactly the same.
Oh.
Only the one coming through the door has a bigger beard.
Wow, that's just lucky.
And he goes, speak of the devil. And you go, tic tac. And then you pop one as well.
I definitely pop one.
And
I didn't catch your guy's name.
Oh, well, we make it out on his signature that his name is Don Johnson.
Wow.
John Donson. John Donson.
Oh, John Donson.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. Okay, so John.
And then the other one is, his last name will have to be Donson as well.
Right. Don Donson.
Don Donson. Donald Donson.
Donald Donson. Okay, perfect. So Donald and John, obsessed. So
do you want to take over?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, this is really crazy. Obviously we're checking in, we're part of the doctor's convention, and we actually have to conduct an experiment tonight, and I don't know if you guys would be interested, but it's about your brother John already popped one, and as have I, and has Theo. Yeah. So, but we could kind of go on, like, I don't know if I would call it a hangout, a fun time, a date, and we would just see the effects of the drug in the sense of we wouldn't be like over.
And he's like, is it like Molly? I don't know if.
Or no, sorry. So I see, that's funny. The drug hasn't kicked in. It takes a good 15 minutes. But right now, my heart is racing and I'm having trouble forming sentences. But when the drug kicks
in. And he
says,
mine too, without making eye contact with you.
Okay. And I say, perfect. So the drug, once it kicks in, will make it so that we're both really calm and are able to actually get to know each other.
And he says, how should I trust it? And you're like, well, we invented it. And he's like, well, I would trust anything, someone like you. And I'm like, you don't even know her. And I'm like, I guess the drug's kicking in.
Did he take the TikTok? Yeah. Like, did he take it? Because it's working. So then I have him sign some stuff and take the drug as well. And I say, great, we're going to be back downstairs in 15 minutes. You guys don't have to change, but you could.
But we will be.
Yeah, we will be. So
what's the fanciest place to go around here? And they're like, oh, there's a really fancy place we'll take you to. And we're like, okay, perfect. Great.
Okay, so we go upstairs, we close the door, and we're both like, ah!
We're jumping on the bed so loud that they call up to the room and ask, say is that they've got complaints. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, sorry. I'm like, thank God I brought my snakeskin dress.
Thank God I brought my snakeskin tux.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank goodness gracious.
I can't imagine.
And we put them on.
Yeah.
And then we go downstairs and they're dressed nice, but like not that fancy.
Yeah, not the way we are.
And they're like, you might be a little cold in that. And I'm like, cold, honey, it's snake skin. It's cold blooded.
Yeah.
And that's when they're like, all right, well, let's go. And they like just move and it's just the dining room at the place.
Oh, what a trick.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought we were going to Olive Garden.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought we were going to like a 5-star restaurant.
He's like, well, we are. And I'm like, we are not. And then that's when your guy is like, well, I am a Michelin star chef. I worked at some of the finest places in the city. Jean-Georges, Jean-Luc, Le Blibidou. Have you heard of Chapleplu?
And I'm like, wow. And he looks at you and he says, but my first job was at Applebee's. And he winks.
And I go, why are you winking at me when you say that?
Oh, wait, I'm an Olive Garden. Wink.
I'm like, you think I'm trash? I actually love Chapleplu.
And he's Chapleplu like, is my favorite place in the world.
It's our go-to restaurant.
We always say it's Chapleplu or bust.
And I'm like, I love Chapleplu. And you're like, you're saying it wrong.
You're saying it wrong.
And then we're like, okay, so I guess we're eating some good food. He makes us some good food.
Yeah.
We are just really getting to know each other. It's amazing over dinner.
We don't even realize that no one's nervous.
No one's nervous. No one's fucking wasted, which is crazy because I've been chugging vodka, but on purpose to see if the pill will work.
Which is smart because we have to test it. And I'm like, you need to slow down. And you're like, I don't feel a thing.
I don't feel a thing. And that's when John kicks me out of the table and he's like, maybe you will soon.
How dare he? How literally dare he?
So now there's flirting happening between the individual couples.
Yeah.
And then they're like, should we have dessert? And then John is like, before dessert, let's go for a walk. And I'm like, okay. And so we go outside and go for a walk. And then you and Don. Is that his name, Donald?
Yeah,
and Don. You and Donald are sitting having amazing conversation. And he says, can I ask you a question?
And I say, anything.
Does this pill make you want to kiss people?
It does lower your inhibitions.
That's the opposite of what it's
Wait, I meant no, it doesn't. I meant, I don't know. If you feel it, you should. How about that?
And he's like, well, if you feel it, you should. And you're like, well, and he's like, and then he does it. And he's like, I just wanted to make sure you were feeling it.
Oh.
So the look on your face of disappointment when I said it back was enough for me to know that you wanted me to do it.
Right. I love that.
And then you guys are just like making out.
Oh, God. How gorgeous. In the dining room?
Yeah.
Well, why not? I guess it's not too crowded.
There's no one else there. It's like a small dining room.
Oh, okay, cute. Love that.
Do you want to?
Okay, so then you and John, where did you guys even go?
For a walk.
Okay, for a walk. So you guys are outside walking, and he's like, are you sure you're okay in the snakeskin? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, what do you mean?
And he's like, it looks like you're shivering.
No, I'm just shaking. That's
And he's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman? And I sing that song a little bit.
I thought you were going to sing the one from Frozen, but
that is absolutely the one from Frozen.
Oh,
I don't know how it goes.
Do you
want
to build a snowman? Come on, let's go.
Let
and
it
play.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're singing, he's singing, you guys are building the snowman, and you get to the part where it's like the nose. Huh?
No, I'm listening.
Okay, to the nose. And he's like, gosh, I, you know what we should do to make the mouth? We should
like, what?
Put, we should like put our lip,
we should,
our lips
on, like, on each other's.
On. On the snowman, and then
I punch the snowman's head off and I'm like, just kiss me.
Okay, and then he's like, okay. And so then you guys start kissing.
We start kissing. It's amazing.
Like mad. It's like kind of like almost like a madly. You're madly kissing.
And it's amazing. And, oh,
and it's amazing.
Nice.
And then we cut to the morning. Okay. And our alarms go off and we're both in our beds and we're like, what?
Mm. What
and
happened?
Then we're like, oh, the drug. We must have gone back to our room like responsible adults and set our alarms, and now we're going to the conference. It really does work.
Look at us. Holy shit.
Look at us. So, and we're actually not hungover. We like look and feel great. I'm like, okay, let's get dressed. We have to get to this conference and talk about last night. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So we get there, and of course, Mary Jane Poppins is fucking right outside. And she's like, oh, look what the cat dragged in.
This bitch.
This and we're like,
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And we're like, don't do that. Okay. Just don't do that to us. Why don't you get an umbrella and fly away?
Yeah.
Okay. How about
your
that?
Deadbeat family. And yeah. She's like, I've told you a million times that I'm not related to Mary Poppins.
Yeah. We don't believe you.
And we didn't listen to you those million times, and we won't listen to you now.
Nothing's going to change that. So we go inside. The board is like, we're going to, you're going to talk about it, present, but did you go on a date last night? We're like, yeah, obviously. So we present to the board. We talk about the date, how great it was, how we're here on time and we feel great. And also, and I point to my phone and I hold up a text that says, I had a lot of fun last night. We should do it again. And I say, "That pass it around. That's the proof we all need. Okay.
And I show mine too.
What does yours say?
It says the exact same thing.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, they copied.
And we're like, they were twins.
They were twins. They
but
think
then
the same.
That's when the doctor, the one that sent us on the challenge.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I never gave you these back yesterday, and hands us the mints. And I was like, oh, we were really just taking Tic Tacs.
No.
It was placebo.
What?
And he like winks at us. And I'm like,
oh.
And then you were like, but you were guzzling vodka and you were totally
fine. I saw you. Yeah.
And I was like, I guess that is what happens every time. I mean,
you do have a high tolerance.
I have a high tolerance. I punched a snowman last night, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay. Well,
and then I'm
a
like,
lot. Yeah.
You. Dr. Masters has something to say.
Oh. Well, what I was going to say is that science is mental. A lot of it is mental. And I think that mentally,
Yeah.
We all had the effects of the drugs because Theo and I have taken the drugs before. And our dates were probably just mirroring us, as a lot of times you do on dates when you like the person. You mirror their behavior,
yeah.
their physical.
Dr. Masters did her residency in psych.
I did.
By the way.
Thank you. Thank you. So what I'm saying is, technically speaking, the drug wasn't in use last night, but mentally, technically speaking, in a way it was.
And then the doctor says, listen, we're a fucking pharmaceutical company. We love the idea of selling Tic Tacs for insane amounts of money and saying that they're anti-anxiety. And we're like...
Well, I do think they are anti-anxiety.
They do work. We just didn't need them because we met the right person, I think, is the moral here.
And I look at you and I'm like, oh my God.
I'm like, what? What did I say? Oh my God, did I say something prolific?
Yeah.
I took one of the pills.
Maybe we didn't meet... Well, are you sure?
Just now. So it's helping me with work stuff. But I guess...
Wow.
I wasn't nervous about work stuff.
Yeah. And you weren't nervous about the guys because they just might be the right kind of guys.
Wow.
And then we're both like, we have to go. And they're like, what do you mean? And we're like, we have to go.
Go. And then we both take off our like doctor tags.
Yeah.
And
we start running. We're like, we have to go. The music kicks in.
And we
drop our lab coat.
Forget that it's a glass conference room door and we both smash into it and bounce back.
And Mary Jane Poppins laugh. And we're both like, shut.
And we're like, take a pill, Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll stop being such a bitch. And then I hit my face again.
Then we cut to us running, both with ice packs on our foreheads, running back to the inn. And we get there and we're like, where is John and Dawn?
And they're like, they're right here. They come out.
We're right here. Hi.
Hi.
And I'm like, first of all, thank you for the confirmation text this morning. That really made me feel good and not make me go into an anxiety spiral.
Ditto.
Secondly, Theo made a really great point. Theo?
Mm-hmm. Did I?
Remember what you...
Oh, yeah. We weren't on any pills last night. It was just mints. So...
And
they were like, we know. We thought you were kidding about them being pills the whole time. And we're like, oh. And they're like, so... Yeah, is this a yes to our question? And we're like, what? And they're like, did you not see our text? And there's a group text being like, would love to go out again. Are you guys up for dinner tonight? And we're like, yes. And then I think that's the end. I don't think it has to end with an engagement.
No, it doesn't. It just ends with hope.
It just ends with hope and Tic Tacs.
And Tic Tacs. And it's called?
A tic-tac a day keeps the doctor away.
Okay.
Maybe not. I mean, I'm not hearing your pitch.
How about tic-tac love?
Tick for tack?
Tick for tack.
Tick for tack.
Tick for tack.
And we do have to spell it with a K at the end because tic-tac sues us.
Absolutely. For legal reasons.
Of course. When are we not? How iconic.
I really like us as scientists. Does that make sense?
I felt so smart.
I felt really smart. I feel like a lot of people listening are like, I did not know that Jesse and Chris dabbled in the medical field.
Yeah.
Dabbled.
People forget that we do that.
Yeah, we do that. It's important to us.
But anyway, guys.
Yeah.
We love you. If you want more, head on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. Join the Facebook, Stuck in the Middle. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Vitamin Water is from New York. We needed a drink that can keep up with the music scene in the city. We gotta see our favorite DJ perform in Brooklyn at 3 a.m. or sing karaoke in the Village, also at 3 a.m. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.